It's all about the milkweed. So says Dr. Harold Coble, who's a professor emeritus at North Carolina State University, who's been working with BASF and identifying 7 steps for successfully establishing milkweed in non-production areas that will allow the monarch butterfly to lay their eggs and be able to successfully increase their numbers in the days to come. During the recent Commodity Classic in New Orleans, we had the opportunity to catch up with Dr. Coble and talk about his efforts with milkweed and the monarch butterfly. Let's talk a little bit about this idea of trying to provide a kind of a line of milkweed all along these migration plots or lines for the monarch butterfly. Tell me about the concept here.
Okay, the concept is that monarch butterflies are obligated to lay their eggs on milkweeds. That's the only thing they'll lay their eggs on. This has evolved over the eons. You know, it's been that way for centuries. So in order for monarch populations to be increased, we've got to have milkweed present. We have done a good job at controlling milkweeds in the last 8 or 10 years, which is important. But now we've reduced the population, which it probably is affecting the overall population of monarch butterflies. And monarchs are an iconic species, you know, kind of like bluebirds and bald eagles. There's not much economic benefit that you can ascribe to a monarch population, but everybody loves them. It's the second most popular insect in North America, behind honeybees. You know, it makes sense that we would protect the monarch populations and increase those populations if we can, and one way to do it is to establish more milkweed.
Now, you were indicating that the overwintering actually occurs in Mexico, and it's a fairly small area that they concentrate in.
It really is. You know, that's surprising to most people that all the monarchs that migrate from North America down to Mexico, this year we're in about 10 acres of land, 10 acres of pine trees, basically. But if you've seen pictures of how they roost in those pine trees, it's solid monarchs. There are just millions and millions and millions of them. So there's a lot of monarch butterflies, but they aren't nearly as many as there were 15, 20 years ago. So that's it's a dangerous trend that we see for the species, and so that's why we would like to increase the populations.
Now, leaving Mexico, working their way north, they stop in Texas, and Oklahoma is along that early line as well.
That's correct. When they start going north, Texas and Oklahoma is kind of the first line of defense where they stop and lay eggs on milkweed. Those eggs will then, you know, hatch and form larvae, and they'll eventually become the next generation of adults, which then continue to move north. They go up into the Corn Belt and eventually into southern Canada, about 3 or 4 generations during the summer that it takes to get that far north. Once that last generation is developed in the northern part of the range, then whatever triggers them, and nobody knows what triggers this, but then they all start back south. And they don't lay eggs on the way back south. They go into what's called diapause, and they just fly south, and the only thing they do is stop to get some nourishment. And that's why, you know, we like to have nectar-producing plants on the way both north and south. But they don't lay any eggs going back south. What they're doing is heading for Mexico as fast as they can go.
Wow. So bottom line, there are opportunities for farmers to maybe step in and help provide a few fairly small plots of milkweed that make a lot of difference.
That's correct. These are opportunities that farmers really need to think carefully about taking advantage of, because they can do something for an iconic species that they will get tremendous public support for. They're probably not going to make any money for it, at least in the short run, but the public will love it. And anything we can do to promote agriculture, we need to do.